My guest today is Graham Bond, AM. Graham is an Australian actor, writer, director, musician and composer, known primarily for his role as Auntie Jack. We're speaking today on the segment of the show called Nostalgia Town. And I think it's fair to say, Graham Bond, that you're an icon of Australian iconoclasm.
You can say that, I can't.
Well, I can, because you're a big part of my upbringing. But we're here today to talk about your cultural formation. What were the important things to you as you were growing up?
I was born 1943, that chaotic period when the world didn't know what was happening to it. You know, Sydney was being bombed by the Japanese, Darwin was being bombed, and my parents decided to have a baby. I was brought up on radio. I mean, radio was a major, major part of my life. Radio and one other thing. My parents were working class. They were blue collar. Dad was a storm and packer, and my mother worked in the post office. Of course, they didn't take me to the classics to see Shakespeare or theatre. They took me to the Tivoli to see vaudeville. Oh. I used to go along with my best mate, and they used to take us. We'd sit in the gods, and we'd be the old Tivoli down the Central Railway Station. I went there especially to see the fabulous George Wallace. George Wallace was from Great Britain, and he had come from there as a child, and he was a wonderful visual comic. He was a great dancer, silly, very silly. He used to do fabulous tap routines where he could actually take his feet from under himself and land flat in his face on stage and break the audience up. Well, of course, sitting in the gods, all you could really see was the top of his head. You couldn't really actually, because you were so far up, you had to almost take oxygen at the Tivoli. He was just my absolute hero, and I always remembered him, and I wrote about him in my book about how he made a fabulous entrance. They'd say, and now it's time for George Wallace, a little fat man with his hat turned up at the front and a really baggy suit, and he'd come running in from side stage, and as he got towards the microphone, he'd trip and slide on his shoulder and his ear with his legs in the air until he got to the middle of the stage and he'd crumple into a heap and then stand up and say, I don't know why I did that. He went on to make films with the great Ken Hall, and he made Where's George and a whole lot of early films in the 50s and 60s. Well, as I said to you, radio was incredibly important in my life because we had one of those giant old style radios, and Mum and Dad used to listen to their stuff at night, but I could listen to what I liked. There were comedy shows. There was a show called Yes What, which was a bit goonish, but Australian, about school teachers and about school. And the other thing that I loved was Australian. There was a show called The Bonningtons Bunkhouse with George Foster, and that was recorded at the Phillip Street Theatre in Macquarie Street when it was down that way. And I went along and saw a couple. Mum and Dad used to take me in. Now, the Goons, everyone says, oh, were you influenced by the Goons? And I went, no, not really, because Mum and Dad didn't listen to the ABC. The ABC didn't have the blue-collar workers. They just didn't. I'll tell you why. The ABC was more English than the BBC. To read the news on the ABC, you'd hear them. They'd say, good evening, this is the ABC show. It was terribly, terribly British. Of course, to Mum and Dad, they were from the country, basically. Dad used to say, Graham, come over here. Fantastic.
Well, you've got to be able to hear your own voice on the radio.
Got to hear your own voice. And when I did Auntie Jack, I thought, bugger you. Here we go. Cop this. Mavis Bramston was fantastic, but Gordon Chater was English. Carol Ray, who was in the show, was English. And Barry Crocker wasn't English, but he tried to be English. And there were English scripts, and they had very few Australians writing for it. And so when I got the chance at the ABC, I went, bugger it. Here we go. Cop this. But on top of all that, they were my favourite shows. And then, of course, we had all the serials, like there was Superman and there was Captain Fortune and the Sea Hound, which Leonard Teal did all the voices for. Good evening, Leonard Teal. He used to do, you know, the channels of coolness, the echoes are calling a dumb at him gorgeous, I hear the creek falling. Cult from Snowy River, and all of those things were a mishmash of things that influenced me through that. And also in that period, my best friend, Gary Lewis, who lived down the hill from me in Marrickville, he got the first reel-to-reel tape recorder in our area, and he was my best mate. So we used to make our own radio shows. We used to do our own comedy shows, and we'd record for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
So it all started right here in Marrickville?
All right here in Marrickville. So I was in 331 Livingston Road, Marrickville, and he was in 516 Illawarra Road, Marrickville. In those days, 516 Illawarra Road, Marrickville, was directly opposite an open garbage tip. Steel Park was an open garbage tip, and Gary and I used to go down there in the afternoon, and for our pleasures we'd go through the garbage tip and find ourselves a couple of good mattresses, a couple of good old Kapok mattresses, take them down to Undercliff Bridge and sail them along Cook's River until they sank. But the great thing was that we actually didn't know that we couldn't swim. Our big aim in life was to get them under the stink pipes, which, you know, the pipes that run across Cook's River, we used to call them the stink pipes. We never made Tempe. We actually never got to Tempe. But Gary, who, my God bless him, he's my very ill friend, who I saw yesterday, and, he said to me, "Graham, live every minute of your life and live it as hard and as with as much love as you possibly can." And I said my farewells to him yesterday, and I don't know how much longer he'll be with us.
But that's very sad, Graham. I'm sorry to hear about it.
It was horrible. I've known him for 72 years. I met him in 516 Illawarra Road, 3 years old, and I had a tricycle, a little red tricycle. And Gary was playing on the footpath, and he didn't get out of my way, so I ran straight over the top of him, and we became blood brothers. All my music influences in those days were, obviously, Presley was the one. Johnny O'Keefe, well, you know, I sort of liked him, but he sort of didn't look like a pop star, Johnny. My hero of all heroes was a one-hit wonder called Crash Craddock, and he had a song called Boom Boom Baby. And I'd seen the pop clip, and I went straight out, and I got my mother to knit me a jumper just like Crash Craddock, which had a roll neck collar, was cream, and it had a red stripe around it and a gold chain across it. And for whatever reason, I was a 12 or 14 year old Crash Craddock. What was really interesting was that ethnic music was very popular then. Like, you had a lot of Italian songs on the hit parade, like Volare, Volare, oh, e cantare. So we could all speak sort of minimal amounts of Italian, you know, just enough. And then, of course, I liked all the comedy sort of stuff, like Purple People Eater. I saw the thing coming out of the sky, had one big horn and one big eye. Said, "Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me." I can still remember it, you know. My mind is going slowly, but I can remember that vividly. Then I looked at TV. I introduced colour television, but I didn't introduce real television, and that was, in 59 with Ginzel, wasn't it? I can remember we didn't have a television. The woman next door, they were very wealthy. They were used car salesmen. I used to jump the fence and go in and watch the Mickey Mouse Club, American stuff. Steve Allen show, which was a fantastic, he was a great jazz keyboard player. He had a lot of great comedians on his show. Australian shows that I remember back there, 59, 60, there was an Adelaide show, The Tonight Show, came out of Adelaide, and it was a little, funny little guy with a curly top. People out there might remember. His name was something Walsh, George Walsh or Dave Walsh or whatever. But he was pretty funny. Later on, I liked My Name's Magooly, except it was, you know, Gordon Chater pretending to be an Australian.
What's it like to have been part of creating some of our most cherished jewels of Australian television history?
Well, you know, you had to be there at the time, because people say, you know, what was it like when Auntie Jack, you know, took off? It took years before it actually got the sort of accolades, that, whether I deserved it or not, because at the time, I just made a television show. I was a kid straight out of architecture, and I had no idea, you know, what was happening in my life. I'd decided I enjoyed entertainment and I enjoyed making people laugh.
So, Graham Bond, do you value your social connections at this stage of your life?
Well, yes. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Well, as I said, and I'm losing my nearest and dearest, and I walked away, and that's pretty traumatic. And that's, you know, I don't know where he stands right now. But I had to say farewell yesterday, and because I had to come back to Sydney. My best friend for 72 years, but it'll be a great. You know, we loved one another. We were great, 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 great close. We were blood brothers, as I said. Through you know, my many occupations, you know, I've picked up friends. I don't have a lot of friends from school, as I said. Gary comes before school. My friends spread wide now. People that, you know, I met through the Auntie Jack show, people I met through television, my producers, people like Jeffrey Atherton, who wrote Mother and Son and also wrote for the Auntie Jack show and did architecture with me. they're spread wide. Canberra, Melbourne, Byron, and that happens as you get old. And they're around my age. My other network is architecture. I'm still pretty close with a whole network of people through architecture who did the reviews. Those people are all very important in my life, and I still keep in touch with them. And of course, they are a network on a network. So, as I said, from my childhood, from architecture, from theatre and television, the ABC, they still have that sort of network of people that are still there.
On behalf of everybody who's listening, I want to thank you for everything that you've ever produced. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you today, Graham Bond.
Terrific.